North Shore Today.
The area's only daily news podcast
on msonewsports.com.
Along with Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore. This is North Shore Today for Thursday, March 12, 2020.
Coronavirus on the North Shore. Here are several stories. Ethan Foreman writing in today's Salem News that two parents of students attending the Carleton and Bates schools have self-identified as having possible contact with a presumptive positive case of COVID-19. The illness is associated with the novel coronavirus. That according to an announcement from the Salem Public Schools on Wednesday. Meanwhile, in Lynn, Gayla Colley of the Item writes, a Callahan Elementary School staff member has been exposed to the coronavirus and is under a precautionary 14-day self-quarantine. That according to that school superintendent. In other news involving the coronavirus, schools are feeling the impact through not necessarily the symptoms, but many districts and colleges are canceling international trips as well as out-of-state trips. Dustin Luca and John Castelluccio write in today's Salem News that Salem State University President John Keenan announced Wednesday that it is extending spring break by a single week now, including the week of March 23, to allow faculty and staff to prepare for the possibility of moving courses online should it be deemed necessary.
Michael Cronin's reporting in today's Gloucester Times that concerns about coronavirus have prompted selectmen to postpone Rockport town meeting. Selectmen decided to move town meeting from its scheduled date on April 4 to an as of yet specified date in May. The Rockport, Massachusetts Town Administrator Facebook page is quoted as saying, "This date adjustment decision was made after careful consideration of the current facts and increases in statewide COVID-19 cases. The safety of residents will always be the first priority as we all continue to address the effects of COVID-19. Selectmen came to the decision at their meeting Tuesday after a discussion with members of the Board of Health. According to Selectman Chairman Paul Murphy, everyone was in agreement. On Tuesday, Governor Charlie Baker declared a state of emergency in Massachusetts in response to the virus, which is known to quickly spread from person to person. During his address, he advised people of the Commonwealth to stay clear of large crowds. On Wednesday evening, state health officials said 95 people in the state have contracted the virus and 445 are currently quarantined. More on the story in today's Gloucester Times.
Two Lynn firefighters were injured, at least two dozen people were displaced, and two homes were destroyed in a massive four-alarm fire that raged for hours at the corner of Moulton and Boston Streets on Wednesday night. Gayla Colley writing in today's Daily Item that an hour after flames broke out, the incident had become a spectacular blaze with hundreds of people congregating in the area to watch the two buildings burn. Lynn Fire Chief Stephen Archer said that the fire started at 1 to 3 Moulton Street shortly before 7 p.m. and quickly spread next door to 5 Moulton, and by 8 p.m. a large portion of the triple-decker homes had collapsed, and Archer feared that the heavy flames would spread to a third dwelling as well. Much more on this story in today's Daily Item.
Taylor Ann Bradford's reporting in today's Gloucester Times. While warming weather usually brings people together, Gloucester administrators are urging the community to think otherwise. Gloucester Mayor Safathia Romeo Taken is requesting that all large gatherings in Gloucester be postponed after Governor Charlie Baker issued a state of emergency declaration on Tuesday. The mayor is quoted as saying, "I'm asking that anyone having large gatherings postpone these events. We understand that some events are happening this week and next, that it's too late to cancel or postpone." The mayor's request comes as the illness known as the coronavirus COVID-19 spreads across the U.S. Again, the number of presumed cases in the United States has risen to well over 1,000 as of Wednesday, including 95 in Massachusetts. More on this story in today's Gloucester Times.
Claire Sullivan of Swampscott has been named the head of the elementary and middle school program at the Landmark School in Beverly. Sullivan has worked at Landmark for the past 14 years as a teacher, supervising coordinator, and fellow teachers earning their master's degree program and head of the language arts department. She succeeds Robert Kahn, who has served as the head of school for the past 35 years.
According to the Gloucester Times, a Gloucester couple, both 86, fell victim to a scam, losing $3,500 and perhaps a phone number they had for 40 years. The husband walked into the Gloucester police station on Tuesday shortly after 6 p.m. to report the scam. The man told police that his wife received an email on their email account from a person named Bradshaw from the Mega Millions Sweepstakes Company. The email informed the couple that they had been entered into the sweepstakes and had since won a cash payment of $3 million and a 2020 Mercedes-Benz A-Class sedan. The couple were instructed to send two payments to claim their winnings, the husband said. The first payment of $2,500 was to be sent to a Jones steward in Wadford, Maryland, and the second for $1,000 to Sean Walker in Mount Vernon, New York. They followed the instructions, obtaining cashier checks and sending them to the address listed. In the following days, they were phoned by Bradshaw, who informed them that they would receive a UPS package containing their first payment, according to the husband. They received a UPS package containing a check written out in the amount of $25,000 and dated July 4, 2020. They were instructed to send a third payment in order for the sedan to be delivered. At this point, the couple became suspicious of the sweepstakes and attempted to stop payment of the cashier checks through their bank, unsuccessfully. The husband also reported that on Sunday, his Verizon landline phone number, which he had had for 40 years, had been disconnected. Verizon had no record of the charge, he reported, and gave him a new number while it worked on the issue. The husband told police he believed the phone problem was tied to the scam. Police advised the man that he and his wife should stop all communications with scammers immediately and to check all their bank accounts for fraudulent activity. The case was turned over to the department's detectives for investigation.
That will do it for us today on North Shore Today. Along with Rick Moore, I'm Bill Newell. Thanks so much for joining us. Don't forget to check out Connections, a one-hour local news and kind of feature program that airs Tuesday and Thursday mornings at 10 a.m. right here on msonewsports.com. This is North Shore Today, and this is msonewsports.com. This season, start with a winning mortgage rate from your hometown team. Whether you are thinking about buying a new home or condo or refinancing your existing one, our loan rates are among the lowest anywhere. Check out our full menu of rates and terms and apply online 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com. Institutionforsavings.com, member FDIC, DIF, equal housing lender.